Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast here on the Pitcherless Podcast Network. My name is Carson McCard. Happy Friday. I will be your host for this weekend edition of the pod. Let's get into everything baseball related from Thursday, May 21st. And we will start, as always, with the news and notes and injury updates, starting with Brenton Doyle, who is put on the 10-day IL officially with a left oblique contusion. This is retroactive from the 20th. Hurston Waldrop transferred to the 60-day IL. Tarek Skubal, 35-pitch bullpen session he threw yesterday. He is very rapidly getting on pace to pitch sometime in the future. We do not have a timetable of his recovery, but perhaps even expect Skubal to be back within the first couple weeks of June. But of course, we don't have too many updates. We will give you to that as we get it. Trent Grisham out of the lineup. He will return very shortly for the Yankees. And maybe the biggest news coming out of baseball today, Ronald Acuna Jr. removed from the game with a thumb injury. He is thankfully just day to day, but Acuna, who has just continued to get banged up and off to not a tremendous start, he is someone that is questionable for the days to come. Quinn Priester is the only pitcher to talk about for rehab starts. He's making a rehab start in the Brewers organization. Couple transactions, Graham Pauly recalled for the Miami Marlins, Carlos Carrasco called for the Atlanta Braves, and Garrett Cole will be making his first start of the year today against the Rays. So that's going to do it for the news and notes as we move on to the notable performances from our seven games today, or yesterday rather. The top hitter of the day, I am saying, is Kyle Stower. So Kyle Stower, 2-for-4 with 2 home runs. The Braves were absolutely dominant against Stower's Marlins, but he was able to put up his end of the bargain, 2-for-4, 2 home runs. Michael Harris Jr. Nearly got the top hitter of the day nod, 2-for-5 with 2 home runs himself. Ketel Marte, 2-for-4, hitting .254, .301, .463 in the month of May. Marte, very early taken in your fantasy drafts, very slow to start the year. He's been doing quite well recently, certainly in the last couple of weeks. Vlad Guerrero Jr., 1-for-2 with 2 walks. Mike Yastrzemski, 3-for-3 and a double. Ronald Acuna Jr., 2-for-3 before being pulled for the aforementioned injury. Brett Beatty went 2-for-4 for the Mets today. Jordan Lyle went 2-for-4 for the Nats. Connor Griffin went 1-for-4 with a stolen base and a double. He got on base with the stolen base he got because of a fielder's choice. Brandon Lau went 2-for-4 with a home run and a walk, continuing just a phenomenal bounce back year for the Pirates' second baseman. Ivan Herrera went 2-for-4 with a home run. Dylan Dingler went 2-for-4 with a double and a home run. A couple catchers getting the long ball. And then Brian Rocchio, quietly been really solid so far this year. 3-for-3 with 2 doubles. He raises his average to 290. Not a lot of games, not a lot of players to talk about. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article for more information on these players and more. We move on to the starting pitchers, and we had a lot of excellent, really interesting pitcher performances from some guys deeper in the rotations. Luis Severino, I'm saying, is my pitcher of the day. 7 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 10 Ks, no walks on 97 pitches. He got 18 whiffs, rather 35 CSW percent. It was a start that got off to a shaky start early, and then he absolutely put it in cruise control, really did an excellent job, allowed a home run to Nolan Schanuel, his fourth of the year. And then from that point on, did really well, and did well enough that the A's ended up winning the game. Severino doesn't get credited with the win, but he does get credited with the pitcher of the day for me. Joey Cantillo had a really interesting, really nice outing today for the Guardians. 5 2/3 innings, no earned runs, 3 hits, 6 Ks, 3 walks, 98 pitches. This is a guy that, if you're not familiar, heavy, heavy, heavy emphasis on the changeup. 46% changeup usage, did it well, got 16 whiffs, 32 CSW on the day. He's got a really interesting arsenal, and a changeup first pitchers are pretty weird, but he was able to absolutely make it work today. Braxton Ashcraft, 7 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 9 Ks, 2 walks, 98 pitches, 12 whiffs, 33 CSW percentage, establishing himself firmly in the top tiers of starting pitching. I don't quite recall where he is on Nick's ranking, but he's sure to come up and move up on the list because he's just been absolutely fantastic to start the year. Cade Cavalli went 7 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 9 Ks, 1 walk on 84 pitches. Could have gone deeper, really, but Cavalli, 9 whiffs, 33 CSW percentage. Very nice for him. He is being a pretty steady pitcher in the Nationals rotation. Sandy Alcantara, 6 innings, 6 earned runs, 9 hits, 3 Ks, no walks, 94 pitches. Probably the biggest name that pitched today and probably the weakest one. Not actually that bad of a stuff. The locations weren't terrible. This is a tough outing to evaluate. He's against a really good offense. The pitches looked pretty decent, but still, this is one of those where sometimes, especially with Alcantara and any of these ground ball sort of oriented guys, sometimes they can get knocked around, and that's certainly what happened here. Spencer Strider dueled him, went 6 1/3 innings before getting taken out. 3 earned runs, 4 hits, 3 of them home runs, 2 of them by Kyle Stowers, 9 Ks, 2 walks on 100 pitches. This was an interesting outing for Strider, 15 whiffs, 32 CSW. Again, the stuff wasn't quite the Strider we've known from years past. He did seem to locate quite a bit better, certainly in the earlier innings. Towards the tail end, lost a little bit of that. But this is, I think this is a little more in line with what we can expect from Strider. Still able to get swings and misses on account of people really hunting for the fastball, and he's been able to locate, kind of getting chases with it. This one, susceptible to the long ball more than I think he's been, more than he's gotten away with recently. So coming back down to earth on that front. Carlos Rodon went 5 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 7 Ks, 3 walks, 95 pitches. As Rodon is easing his way back into the Yankees rotation, got 18 whiffs in 95 pitches, 32 CSW percent. Fastball velocity was down 1.5 ticks, which is worth mentioning, but still able to be effective. Jose Soriano went 6 2/3, 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 7 Ks, 1 walk on 103 pitches. Soriano, I think this is the version to expect, not the guy who is tossing a 1-point-something ERA. I think this is a little more balanced. There's going to be some hits, but Soriano continuing to just be steadily effective. Casey Mize went 6 2/3, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 4 Ks, no walks on 95 pitches on his second start back from the IL. Mize with 12 whiffs, 28 CSW percent, establishing himself again above average, a nice option, even in shallow release, probably someone that's good, if nothing else, as a streaming option, and definitely, I think, worth rostering. But if you want to know more about Casey Mize and all of these pitchers, do be sure to check out Nick's Daily FP Roundups and the Plus Pitch Podcast, and of course, all the great content, but we'll get to that in a moment. If you want to know about the pitchers, check out those. We will take a short break, and I'll come back with the relievers as well as my preview of today's games. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast here. We will move on to the relievers. We don't have a lot to talk about, so I'll rattle them off very quickly to get to the previews. Just a few saves to talk about. Again, we had 4 games today. Hunter Gaddis, maybe the most interesting one. He picks up his first save of the year. The setup and middle reliever for the Guardians picks that up against Detroit. Devin Williams picks up his 7th save of the year for the Mets. Jeff Hoffman picks up his 4th save of the year, notably for Toronto. This was one that they didn't have Arlen available, evidently, but Hoffman came in, got 2 strikeouts and a really nice outing for him. Hoffman, of course, someone you probably expected to get the closer role. That seems to be Varland's to lose at this point, but it might be, he might be someone that, you know, using him in key spots. Got it done here. And then finally, Mark Leiter Jr. for the A's picked up his 4th save. The A's have not had a very consistent bullpen. They have just kind of tossed it around and who's gotten what. Leiter gets the save here. Who blew it? Almost nobody. Pretty effective pitching overall. The only player that I believe blown save today is Juan Murillo for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Murillo, a really nice middle reliever so far. He came in, allowed an earned run that that was technically a save opportunity as it happened in the 6th inning, you know, one of those, or 8th inning rather, but it just tied the game. They, no harm, no foul. Diamondbacks were able to win in 9, but, that was the only pitcher that really blew it. Everyone else pretty steady. So you won't have too many blown saves looking at your games from yesterday. Be sure to check out Rick Graham's weekly articles for more information on the relievers and who has what roles. So now we look forward to one of my favorite segments. It's the looking forward to the full slate of games here on Friday. The top 3 pitching matchups that I am going to highlight is going to be number 1, Minnesota at Boston. It is Connor Prelip versus Payton Tolley. This is a really fun matchup of 2 young electric arms. I highly recommend you tune into this one. Cleveland at Philadelphia is going to be my 2nd pick. It's going to be Gavin Williams versus Christopher Sanchez. This is a pretty interesting arm, Gavin Williams, and one of the elite and someone that I think, what's the stat? Hasn't allowed an earned run like in the month of May, something ridiculous. Sanchez is pitching out of his mind right now and is putting himself in NL Cy Young contention. Although, of course, it's still May. Still, he's been outstanding. Someone to watch almost every time he takes a mound. My third pick is going to be Pittsburgh at Toronto. Bubba Chandler versus Kevin Gausman. Chandler, he's really interesting. I don't know if he's good or effective, but if nothing else, he is an interesting pitcher to watch. And Kevin Gausman, also one of those guys that's just, he's kind of gnarly when that splitter is on. He is a gnarly pitcher to watch, and he has a propensity to sometimes just throw absolute gems. But my game of the day is going to be Tampa Bay at the New York Yankees, and you know why. It's going to be Nick Martinez versus Gerrit Cole. This will be Gerrit Cole's first start, the New York Yankees, since Game 5 of the 2024 World Series. Let's hope Cole remembers to cover first base. That's going to be the First Pitch podcast for today. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherlist.com. For further access, sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord, PLV apps, and to support the Pitcherlist staff. Finally, my name is Carson Picard. You can find me on the Chalice podcast with my great co-host, Errol Kenrickson, as well as on Blue Sky at Carson Picard. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care, y'all.